Hello everybody, recording live from somewhere. This is the Fry Cook on Venus podcast. I am your host. I go by the name of Scott Anderson. I am a dreamer, a storyteller, a Renaissance man, and most importantly, a nice guy trying to not finish last. Thanks again for checking out the show this week. Before we go any further, if you'd like to continue to support this podcast, then please leave a quick rating or a review over in the world famous iTunes store. If you want to subscribe to the show so it comes to you free and automatically every single week once it's uploaded, you can do that in iTunes or via the official BlackBerry podcast app. If you find yourself on social media, then please tell a friend to tell a friend to look us up and hit that like button for us while they leave a comment over at thatcsaguy.podomatic.com. A few days ago, it was brought to my attention that May was Mental Health Awareness Month. Now, for me, that's pretty fitting because May was a collection of days that were so depressing, it'll probably go down as the worst part of the year. Now, I love May. The weather is beautiful, but ever since I was little, it's been the crappiest month. I remember in 7th or 8th grade, a teacher once told me that May was the month of homework, and I swear to goodness, over the next 4 weeks, I had like 4 major projects due, one each week. You know, it was crazy. I got a little older, and I remember there was a certain situation with a female that did not end well for yours truly on May 22nd. Not that I remember the date. Not that I'm still bitter, because that'd be weird. That'd be so crazy. Like why would I even do that? I mean, I'm not still emotionally scarred. But I digress. This May, I found myself walking into what I thought was going to be a good series of days. However, it all twisted and became mangled fairly quickly, and I'm only now recently coming to grips with everything that happens. It starts like this. The Toronto Maple Leafs, for the first time in 9 years, return to the NHL playoffs. If you don't like hockey, you don't have to, but if you have emotions, you're going to want to stick with me through this, because you see, as a person in Toronto, I am emotionally attached to this hockey team. When they go up, I feel better. When they go down, I feel terrible. And this year, we all assumed that they weren't going to do anything in the NHL playoffs. They weren't going to win anything. They're not the best hockey team out. But you see, the Leafs, they have a tendency of doing something every single year that drives their fans crazy. No, it's not completely lose and fall on their face. It is give their fans hope. Just when you think they're going to lose, they pull miracles straight out of the wazoo, and they give you something to believe in, to the point where you think, hey, maybe dreams do come true, and maybe anything is possible. And when they were down in a best of 7 series, 3-1, and we counted them all out, they fought back to 3-2. And they fought back to 3-3. And in Game 7, they had a 4-1 lead in the last period of play. And they blew it. I think we're all still bitter. I know I am. I know the people who live with me are. I know people in the streets still don't want to talk about it. I can point them out. It's a serious situation. And I don't know if I'll ever recover from it. It was a mess. Thanks a lot to them for breaking my heart once again. You're probably asking yourself, well, he's already said that that's happened to him before. Now, what else happened to him in the month of May that makes him think his May was worse than my May? Well, maybe you will believe this next part that has me talking like a robot. See, I have a lot of friends, and I believe my circle of friends got a little smaller this month. One, I go onto Facebook, which is something I really don't often enjoy doing, and I sign in. And I see a rest in peace status update. Now, you see the letters RIP, you have to pay attention because you never know, right? And I read it, and from what I got out of it, a very close friend of mine from high school may or may not have passed away. I only saw nicknames. I didn't see a real name. So I'm like, hey, let me send a message to the poster of this post, and let me see if I can get everything clarified. I have yet to get a reply. So I don't know if one of my closest friends in life is alive anymore, which is a pretty strange situation to be in. I went on his Facebook wall. He hasn't said anything since February. So really, I don't know who to talk to. I don't know who to call. Ghostbusters? I mean, it's been since high school. We've kind of fallen out of touch, but we were homies, right? I mean, we played Barrel of Monkeys during physics class because we were rude boys like that. And I don't know what to do about that situation, and it has me feeling a certain way, kind of confused, kind of angry. I don't know, it's weird. On a much less serious note, apparently a good chunk of my real-life friends and my internet friends have found it necessary to not talk to me anymore. Apparently, y'all don't want to reply to texts. I don't know what I did, but apparently it's really difficult to get people to text my phone these days after I text them. I don't know what it is. It's like all my people that I can usually get a laugh out of have just X'd me out. It's crazy. From the local scene to flipping Hamilton to out east. It's crazy. I don't know what I did. Like, there's one situation where Twitter has magically decided that I'm not allowed to follow certain people anymore, so it unfollowed me from them, and they've been unfollowed from me. So now every few days, I have to go to their page and hit follow and be like, yo, can I follow you again? Yo, can I follow you again? Please, 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 can I follow you again? And I'm sure it's driving these people crazy. So apologies to them. My bad. I miss you, and I miss you, and I miss you so. Pretty creepy when you realize I'm whispering to at least one dude. But, yeah, whatever. It's necessary. Dude, hit me back, yo! So damn you, technology, for taking away the friends that I need you to communicate with. But at least I have my real-life friends, right? Like my friends at work? No, because, like, the one friend that I've managed to make it work has literally not been seen in weeks. I think she may have gotten fired. It's crazy. It's, for those of you who follow me on Facebook, it's the same girl who came up to me at like 6 o'clock in the morning one morning. It was like, oh my gosh, that's a really nice cologne. What is that? And I was like, it's 6 o'clock in the morning and by no means do we have a glamorous job. There's no way I'm wearing cologne. She's like, oh, you smell really nice. And she's also the one who started inquiring about what my girlfriend does for a living. And I came up with this miraculous set of fairy tales because I'm totally single, like desperately single. Like, it's not even funny. And yeah, I just kind of made something up. It was pretty funny. But yeah, I haven't seen her in weeks. I don't know what happened to her. And it's weird, man. Like, I think all my friends are being assassinated, to be honest with you. So if you're listening to this podcast, watch out. Someone's coming for you. Might be ninjas, might be assassins. Hopefully not a ninja assassin, because that movie sucked. So at this point, my sports teams suck. My friends are disappearing. At least I have my family, though. It's not like half of them could just wake up one morning and leave on me. Oh, wait, what? Half of my family just went to the States, and I didn't get to go, and it sucked? Oh, yeah, that happened, because half the people in my house decided that they're going to take a vacation to D.C., which I'm not jealous of. I love them, and I love my family out there. So you know what? Hey, everybody go have a good time. But the fact that I still had to wake up at 4 o'clock every morning to go to work. Yeah, that's right. I wake up at 4 o'clock every morning. I have to work to go to work. So for those of you on the internet complaining about, oh, I gotta wake up at 6 o'clock to go do things, please. I'm already breaking a sweat by 6 o'clock. And apparently, as I break a sweat, I smell fantastic. Just so you know. But the worst part, the torturous bit, was when you come home and you turn on your computer and all you see is pictures being sent to your various accounts of all these beautiful, beautiful places and all this glamorous looking food that they get to eat while you're at home eating like a granola bar. It all has a way of making you look at the world with a little more anger and pessimism. But hey, you know, sometimes you just gotta take that bad mood and drown yourself in your work. You know, you gotta stay focused and do what you do to the best of your ability and know that at the end of the week, you're gonna have a couple extra dollars to spend on whatever the hell you want. As long as it makes you happy, you're good. But the thing is, sometimes even when you try to do your best at work, your boss will still come up to you for your monthly review and tell you, and I quote, some people just aren't cut out for this. Maybe you should think about getting a job somewhere else. That's right. In the middle of my shift, kids, my boss came up to me and pretty much suggested that I should leave my job because I'm not good at it, apparently. See, he hits me with my worker efficiency rating, which is about 88%, which, hey, I thought was pretty good. Back in school, that's an A. But apparently at work, you've got to have over a 100, which is not mathematically possible. I'm not aware if he knows that, but when you're being told to quit your own job, throwing facts at your boss probably isn't the best idea. So while he's being super nice about the fact that I'm terrible at what I do every day, I'm standing there like, wow, this really can't get much worse. So I grit my teeth and try to make it through the rest of the work week as positively as I can. You know me, hashtag PMA, positive mental attitude. And at the end of the week, I walk towards the doors that'll take me to my freedom out of where I work, and it looks like it's a beautiful sunny day, except for when I get to the bus stop across the street, it starts to pour. I don't even know how. I couldn't see any clouds in the sky, but it was one of those rainstorms where all you can see is sunshine, but somehow rain still wants to hit you in the face and soak the clothes you're wearing. A question you might be asking yourself is, hey, why were you taking the bus? I know you have a ride that you usually drive there. Well, you see, days before, on a Friday afternoon, when I was trying to take out the car, I put the key in the ignition, and when I turned it, the key would not turn. I'm trying to jiggle the wheel while I turn the key in the ignition. Still no luck. I go on Google, it tells you, yeah, just jiggle the wheel, you'll be fine. So I'm doing it, nothing's happening. I'm scrolling down the Google window that I had open. It's like, well, if jiggling the wheel does not work, apparently you're going to need to cough up a few $100s because your ignition switch is done. It's kaput. You're screwed. You can't move your car from your driveway until you get it fixed. Which sucked, but not as much as the fact that the window was down and we were expecting at least one night of serious thunderstorms. So I had to make a patchwork window out of scotch tape and use it to keep the interior of my car dry. For no other reason that I've got some kind of bad vibe following me. It's whatever, man. At least I've got my summer vacation time to look forward to. What? What's that? Oh, work told me I'm not going to get any days off this summer because we're too busy? Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. Well, at least I get to go home at night and watch some TV. I'll watch a nice, relaxing show that always seems to make me smile when I see my favorite characters. Yeah, that's right. Maybe I'll go watch Game of Thrones, Episode 9, Season 3, aka the episode that had the entire world depressed. If you don't watch Game of Thrones, I'm not saying you have to. It's a pretty good show if you're into, you know, character development. It's one of those shows that you can't just start watching in the middle and pick it up quickly. But if you've been watching from the start, you know exactly how emotional the end of the last episode was, because I swear to goodness, everybody died. Like, at least 3 main characters, 4 if you count the unborn baby, and just everybody. It was mind-boggling, and it was the like, if you were already depressed going into it, you wanted to jump off a bridge by the end of it, because holy hell, it just everybody, and it was amazing, because I don't even know that this many people that I knew on, like, say, Twitter or Facebook watched Game of Thrones, but as I'm scrolling down my timeline, I just see everybody having the same reaction. Shout out to Effie, who, she already knew it was gonna happen, so she was bummed. Shout out to my homie D. D tweeted something like, oh man, I can't believe how they just did the Stark so dirty. And I saw the word Stark, I'm like, oh, D's watching Iron Man. And then it hit me, I'm like, oh my god, no, she's talking about the same thing that I'm thinking about. And I think the majority of people I know all need, like, some therapy right now. Like, it's so bad. Like, it was just ridiculous. And I needed a hug, man, to be honest. After the series of days that I had in May, all I needed was a hug. And then, out of the blue, I'm pulling out of my driveway, and I hear one of my favorite phrases being yelled at me from a couple houses away. Yo, Scott! So I look over to my right, and who do I see standing yards away from me? If you've listened to the show with any regularity, you've probably heard the episode with me and Aaron talk about this kid who used to hang out with me and my boys in our neighborhood. He used to kind of follow us around and he once saw my shoes at somebody else's house, da 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 da. Go look up the episode, it's really good. It was him standing there for the first time in years, because he moved. He's standing there, and this kid is all grown up, bigger than me, and he's just happy to see me. And I'm like, what the hell? This guy's still alive? And I was so joyous at this point. Because, you know, when you're in a bad mood, all it takes is one random happy thing to change it. And there was this kid. And I was like, wow, life ain't so bad after all. Because, I mean, he's there and he's happy. So why shouldn't I be happy? Because he's happy. So I'm sharing in his happiness. And I'm talking to him about his life. And he's like, yeah, he's done school. He tells me that, you know, he's working now. So I'm like, oh, what are you doing now? And he hits me with the line that made me know that my bad mood was over and it's all about laughter from this point on. He tells me that right now he is working as a truck mechanic. So of course I bust out into laughter and he starts wondering why I was laughing so much. And I said, man, where were you yesterday? I could have used you. And at that point I knew my bad mood was over. Couldn't get any worse than that. So here I am sitting in front of my computer talking into the microphone, telling you that your day could be worse, because it can't be worse than the last month of my life. If it can be, hey, hit me up in the comments and prove me wrong, but I am telling you, you can't match the emotions that I've gone through. I've been through happy, I've been through sad, I've been through mad, I've been through confused, I've been stuck in my car for at least an hour trying to turn the key in the ignition and getting nothing, while I was sweating through my shirt because it had to be at least 50 degrees in there. And I'm done with it, man. PMA, I'm just gonna smile. That's it. You can't stop me. But if you see me, please give me a hug, because I need it. I got nothing in the tank right now. And I just want you to know that you listening to this, you're loved. Because sometimes hearing those words makes everything just a little better. Oy vey, life is difficult, no? And for anybody who thinks they can top my May, know that my April ended with a health scare. There was a couple weeks where I wasn't feeling too good, and I ended up doing the one thing you should never do when you're not feeling well. I went on the internet and self-diagnosed myself. Long story short, the internet told me that I either had A, hemorrhoids, or B, cancer. And as funny as it was, no one should have to hear that they may have cancer. So know that I've been going through this BS for weeks. And if you see someone with a voodoo doll of me in their back pocket, please take it out so my soul can stop being crushed. Thank you in advance. Before we go, plugs are gonna come your way. You can find me on YouTube under the name GeniusBoy88. That's where all the videos are. You can find me on Twitter. Maybe I'll follow you and magically unfollow you and have to spend the rest of my life asking you to follow you again. The name you can find me at there is That CSA Guy. And don't forget to check out the blog, thatcsaguy.blogspot.ca. If you see me in life, hug me, because I need it, because I'm depressed, because I cry myself to sleep. Okay, maybe that's a lie, but hey, if it helps people hug me, sure, what the hell. That wraps it up from here. You have been listening to the Fry Cook on Venus podcast, and before we go, Jesus, today I was reminded that Real Player was still in business. Maybe that thought was an old one, it just finished buffering. Thanks, Stevie.